Yeah, you're nervous.
All right.
No pressure.
That's why I brought the chair, man.
So these portraits will run around, and I invite you to enjoy both the music and the picture.
Are you recording on? Yeah. I love that song.
Something's happening.
Join the
rock
star.
Sure, man.
Right.
Cool.
Right on.
All right, so yeah.
Rock on, brother.
Okay, can like two people record and like some of you look at me? Rob, Gina, all right. Holy smokes, like I was blown away 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago when I came over and met Joey, met the guitar, and I was like, whoa, like, and just to hold this and, you know, everything about it, and then to get the tour is like beyond humbling. I can't believe it. You know, Rod, you know, you want to come play this guitar? Like, hell yeah, I want to come play this guitar. So thanks, Joey, for that. This is so unspeakably amazing. Just sing you guys a song and not that. So the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, seems like, and much Canadian history and culture is very like East-centric. and I'm like, where's the BC stuff? And then, sure enough, the whole top of it is the Golden Spruce, which like, I read the Golden Spruce maybe 5 or 6 years ago and immediately was like, I have to go to Hyde Black. Like, I need to go to this place. And you know who Douglas Copeland is? He's another BC dude, and he calls Haida Gwaii like one of Canada, and especially BC, but one of Canada's soul homes. And it's like this place where all these things sort of overlap, and it's like you go there, and it's like, you know, people might see pictures I post and stuff, and like, wow, or like come up to me and things like Unplugged and go like, you're the most British Columbian person I've ever seen. Which I appreciate, even if it confuses me. I do, man, because like the Haida and any indigenous people anywhere call themselves the people. And you know, any word when you translate it from the Haida to the Blackfoot to the whoever, we're the people. And so I always thought of myself, you know, humbly either as just like a person out here, or you know, after that, Canadian. I got a little maple leaf on my leg. I'm Canadian. And then I came to Toronto when I was 19 or 20, and I walked down to like where the CBC is, and was, you know, Sky Dome and CN Tower, and I was like, oh, like this is like the epicenter of Canada. Like we're off doing our own thing over there. Like, and to go to places like, you know, Haida Gwaii, and to go to places like, you know, the Edge are completely these places where it's just like, this is like people, and the people who are connected to these places are very important. And that's kind of, yeah. So the song I'm going to play, and the first thing I thought of when Rod said, you want to come play this guitar, was a song that my sister went on a road trip with her boyfriend to go visit his parents in Saskatoon. And one morning they were out for a walk, and she saw this graffiti on the wall down by the river, and it's like 50 lines of stuff. It's just like awesome, you know, kind of would work really well as spoken words, just this really catchy, peppy poem of sorts. And it's just described to the writer after it just says the writer. And she took a picture of this and then read it to us when she got home. And I was like, that's really amazing. And so I wrote it down in some book that I had and carried it around for a long time. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna like write a song out of that poem. So this is like half written by other people, and then gets to be written by me, but just comes from one of those places out in like the geographical sort of center of Canada, and I think it's the perfect song for me to play on this guitar. So. It's nice to meet everybody who I didn't meet before, so hello. Forget the pieces of the past, forget tomorrow. Get the rules to children's games and wearing tailored clothes. Get a moment, that morbid mortgage. Get the things you did or do or would have done. Forget that this life here is precious and you're only granted one. Forget that love is just a feeling, joy is but a thought. it all you want, disintegrates with time. Eventually we all drift back into space. Forget the race, the state, the fate. Forget about the whole meaning for you. Forget about everything. You begin to find out where you are, and you'll forget that where you be's not where you was or ever been. You stop forgetting that there's no time like present. Heaven sent to help figure it out. The truth there is to know in life, like what you can't be, you're already not. You're only young this once. Well, you were young once. I forgot to tell you this, so I wrote it on that wall out in Saskatchewan. There's a set of stairs. Send upon that prairie dawn. It'll tell you everything you ever need to know. Now, life not being fair or right or wrong, life's just so. Just like physical audience. Some of you I played for a lot. I wouldn't have the gumption to come sit up here if people like you who have been listening to me from afar for a long time didn't tell me that you love it. So. Gina and Julia and Stephen and other people who listen to me do this stuff. Anyway, big fans, that's awesome. So there's another little sort of remix thing. I learned this from an outdoor school teacher whose name on his driver's license is Tim Turner, but he is only known by the people that know him as Wings. He runs a little outdoor school in Gibson's, British Columbia. And he, one night as a toast before dinner at a camp we were at, read this little poem that he knew by memory by E. Cummings. And so I turned it into a little something. And it goes... God, for this most amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of the trees, and the blue true dream of sky, and for everything natural. Yeah.
over the course of this weekend to get up close and personal with this if you like. And there's a couple built in, and I'll be around too with you. So looking forward to that. Once you're plugged back in, the sixstringnation.com is where you can find out more. And there's all kinds of resources there, all our social media stuff, and YouTube channel where there's a bunch more videos like the ones that you saw from some of the other locations. RTIS.com, Esri Canada, did this amazing thing for me, Unbidden, where they did this way of navigating a map of Canada through the guitar. You can check that out at RTIS.com, it's pretty cool. I am available for school visits through Mariposa and the schools here in Ontario, but I've done stuff all across the country, and the National Speakers Bureau looks after the rich folks who want to bring me. This is the book that was published in 2009 about the project. I have copies with me, not here in this room, but with me this weekend if you'd like to buy one. They're $30, taxes included, and I take all those credit card thingies on my fancy iPad dealio, or you can buy it online at Amazon or any of those folks. Tons of people went into making this project possible. I want to thank all of them for all of their work over many years and in all kinds of ways, large and small. And I really want to thank Rod and Todd and Tim and Karen and Zoe and everyone else for making this possible. Thank you so much, Brian, for bringing it to life here this evening. And I think other people might have a chance to do so around the fire later this weekend. Thank you so much. I hope it's a great weekend for you.
This room, I'm going to turn the lights up a little bit. We have this room for the next little while. Just those of you that are going unplugged, breakfast is at 6:30, and we got to be out of there around 7:30 to hit the 8 o'clock train. Thanks again, guys. Have a good night. Stick around.